The real point of a contest, as genial and frivolous as this, is simply to give people the chance to celebrate their dogs in any way that seems sensible. So in that sense, everyone is a winner here. But we were putting a little bit of a frame around the idea of dog intelligence and how that's represented and how that's measured. And to some extent, I feel that this is a little bit like arguments about standardized testing, which is that you impose on the idea of intelligence a thing that seems to represent intelligence as we understand it and doesn't always represent intelligence as dogs understand it. There's a limit to how much we can interpret for them or about them. But I was looking here for things where there's some sense of volition and complicity, so that we have a way of these two worlds intersecting. And maybe this is what we really want, is the places, the border where our intelligence and their intelligence meets. And because of that, I loved particularly David Stinson's photo of the dogs dining at the table, not only for its beautiful mocking of a 19th century art convention, but because you simply cannot get dogs to do this unless they are complicit, unless they are having a good time and to some extent understand the humor of the moment. My second place winner would be Leslie Sweetham's delightful picture of her dog Willie reading with her. Again, the sense of community and communication is very strong. Even if Willie is really doing this in order to be in a good lap and please her, his understanding of what she wants is very clear here. Third place goes to Clove Spice, the dog described as someone who has perfectly trained her owners to do exactly what she wants when she wants to play her raindrop game. And just a reminder that they may be doing a lot of subtle training of their own. An honorable mention goes to Pee-wee, the dog who is waiting for his agent to negotiate with a little league team.